It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase, it's the one, it's the only, Miss Karen Clayton from the Castaways. What's up, Karen?
Hey!
It's been too long.
I know it. Good grief.
You know, so glad to have you back on the show today, but it sounds like you're a little busy. You got your mechanic working hard. Now, are you sitting back and supervising, or are you getting your hands dirty right now?
Well, kind of. You know, I was out there cleaning out Castaway's van while Mike, our sail man, is working on the trailer, replacing a broken leaf spring. So I hand him stuff if he asks for it, but, you know, otherwise, I just stay out of the way.
Like I said, if guys hadn't seen you in a while, John Arthur's, he retired, and I was joking off the air a minute ago. I said, make John Arthur's do it. And you said he didn't even do it when he was in the band.
No, you know, I can remember talking about John back when we had the Castaway bus, you know, which we bought from the Band of Oz at one time. That thing was always breaking down, and we were on the way home one night and had just dropped John off to get his car, and it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were out on 40, didn't get 2 miles up the road, and the tire blew out. And we called John and said, hey, the tire just blew out. And John's response was, well, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, y'all had bad luck with that, because I remember one time coming to the Cammy Awards, you guys had some tire issues, didn't you?
We did, and that was on the trailer that we're working on right now. we need to get that fixed.
There you go. Well, you know, 2020 Carolina Beach Music Awards, as I've talked about with everybody that's come on the show, it's going to be a lot different with everything going on. But you were nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, how many years in a row is that now?
Let me think. 14 in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something right there.
Well, you know, I'm so humbled by it when you think about it, you know, because there's a lot of great female singers, you know, in this business and that were there in 2007 that aren't there now, and a lot of great artists that have come along since. So I am very blessed, and I take pride in that, and I really appreciate the fact that people continue to nominate me every year.
How long have you been with the Castaways now?
I have been with them 15 years.
15
year.
Years. So mm-hmm. All but one year then.
but the first one.
Well, you know, every time we've had you on, we're usually talking about some kind of release or something going on. So I actually think this is a good time for me anyway. I would like to know, because I don't know if I've ever asked you this on the air or off. How did you get into the Castaways, and what was some of your musical background leading into the Castaways?
Well, my uncle, Bobby, had a club, country club, up between Greensboro and Danville, and as soon as I was old enough to sing, I started singing with him at his club, and another one of my uncles played guitar, so that, you know, I really enjoyed playing with family. And I was actually with Bobby's band for 14 years before I joined the Castaways, and I probably would have never left had I not met Guy Brooks in a side band that we both sit in on at the Moose Lodge. And when the Castaways decided to make a change, Guy called me and he said, hey, we've talked about it. We'd love to have you and Dwayne Neese at the time, because Dwayne was in the country band with me at the time. We'd love to have y'all come on as lead singers of the band, you know. And it was a tough decision because I had the sentimental side of it, you know, with my uncle, but it was the right decision. And I have not regretted it at any time. So I went from country music to beach music. So, you know, everything in between.
Well, what's funny is I had Jim Quick on a couple weeks ago, and we mentioned the Castaways because we were talking about some of their band changes. And I said, well, I remember a couple years ago at the Carolina Beach Music Awards when the Castaways went into the Hall of Fame. And on the mm-hmm. Sunday show, they said, if you were in the Castaways, please stand up. And pretty sure 80% of the Alabama Theater stood up. So, but, well, I mean, like Jim said, though, you guys are the longest tenured band in beach mm-hmm. music in history.
Yep. Yeah, right up there with them. I mean, I think Guy knows all the details, but I think Oz and the Embers and Catalinas are probably, you know, like the longest ones. But actually, next year in 2021, the Castaways celebrate 60 years. So we're hoping, if everything, you know, gets back to some kind of normal, to have another reunion show like we did 10 years ago at Fat Harold's. It's so hard to believe that was 10 years ago. But we're hoping to do that again next year. So So.
And I hope to be there for that. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, Oz, Embers, and all those. But, you know, you, like me and Jim were saying, you're right up there with them. And that's just really, really amazing. But, you know, so new music-wise, have you guys been working on anything? Well, a lot of people have been, you know, in the studio doing different stuff with all the pandemic things. And we were just curious, is Castaways working on anything new?
We are. We actually started working on a CD probably first of the year. And I am the holdup at this point. All the music is done for the most part. It's just I need to go in and finish vocals. So our plan is to have that new CD out by spring. So hopefully we'll have a spring SOS, but that's our target date right now.
Wow, that'll be awesome. Because that last CD y'all put out, man, it had a whole bunch of great stuff on it. It really, really did.
And, thank you.
And one that I always try to make you guys play for me. Sometimes John would be like, I don't know if I remember the lyrics of the song, but I love this song right here, and I'm going to play it in the middle of this interview, but Dreamin'. And I think the first time I ever heard that, you came over here to Greenville for a, what do they call it, the Pirate Fest, and y'all played over here one time. And one thing I always thought was really amazing about you is that, you know, as a DJ, you try to read a crowd. And a lot of bands, they do a set list and they pretty much stick to it. You basically map out the first three or four songs and then you go off the cuff for the rest of the set.
Well, I do a set list for the whole show. I do actually sit down and do that because, you know, I take into account where we're going to be playing, what type of crowd we're going to be playing for. But, you know, that never works. I mean, the best laid plans never work completely. So one of our previous drummers, Barry Brantley, always used to say that my set list is a suggestion, you know, that it's going to change. And it might not take the two songs, but if she sees a change, she's making a change.
And that's so awesome, though. That's great. That's what makes you such a great entertainer and makes The Castaway so fun to see. And like I said, it's almost been, what, 5 years, 4 or 5 years since you guys came over and did a gig with us over in Tiebreakers in Greenville. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just wild it's been that long. But I'm going to get this song on. We have Karen Clayton on from The Castaway.
This is WNCT AM Greenville, WELS FM Kinston, WIKS HD2 New Bern, W239BC Greenville, W290CB Winterville, W266AV Jacksonville.
And anywhere, anytime at beachboogieandblues.com.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance. We have Miss Karen Clayton from The Castaway still on the line. And Karen, we were talking off the air. We were just talking about how 2020 has basically been. And one person I wanted to bring up, too, that was a former member of the Castaways and went on and ended up being with Steve Owens in Summertime and some, he filled in with Phillips, it was like everybody, was Jimmy Weaver.
Yeah, what a loss. I mean, it just so heartbreaking, you know. And Guy and I actually had just seen Jimmy the weekend before. He was sitting in with the Holiday Band. So, you know, I'm so glad we got to see him that day.
So you guys were down there for that gig?
Yes.
I was not aware of that.
He and I had gone down because one of our new sponsors had opened a new store there. We went down for that just the Saturday, Friday and Saturday. And Ducks actually was the only club we went to, you know, while we were there. And Jimmy was sitting down with Holiday. And so we got to see him for a little bit. But it's just so heartbreaking. And, you know, my heart goes out to Steve Owens in Summertime. You know, I know how hard it is to lose a brother, you know. And that's what they are. You know, bandmates are brothers.
Yeah, the whole industry. I mean, you know, like we were talking about the big weekend in November, I was saying off the air, too, that if you would have told me in March that we would be missing the Cammy weekend and not have it the normal thing, and it would just, I would be like, you're crazy. There's no way. I mean, this is March. Why are we talking about November and December right now? But things are getting canceled, November, December, and even into January. And it's just, I mean, but it's like a big family reunion, and like you said, it's not going to be the same anymore with a lot of people we've lost, but also, you know, with Jimmy. He was just, man, he would light up a room, man. He was one of the happiest guys in the room, and he always treated everybody like his best friend.
Yeah, and super talented. I mean, just a super talented guy. I mean, really.
And one thing we want to do, too, I was not aware of this, and you said we could go ahead and give a shout-out and good vibes and prayers to Guy Brooks' way. Well, guys, he waited till y'all had a gig to have something go wrong, is what you said.
Well, you know, we have two shows next weekend, Halloween weekend, and yes, he is in a hospital right now. It is not COVID related, just so everybody knows. Guy's got a bad gallbladder, and it's causing him some issues, so they're going to take that out in the next day or so. And so, yeah, all good vibes and prayers would be appreciated. But I did tell him, I said, you know, they normally say gallbladder is like 2 to 3 day recovery, so you might still be able to play next weekend, right? You know,
put him on a chair. Sit him on a chair. Sit him on a chair. He's already got the AT&T headphone things he wears, so just sit him on a chair. You don't need to stand up for a mic.
Right. But just in case he can't, I've got a backup plan. So
there you go. I love God to death. But, you know, you were talking about you have two things next weekend, and you're talking about, you know, you guys are working on a new CD. Give us your social media, your Castaways website, everything that people can go check out, where you're going to be, and also when that new music starts to happen, maybe towards the spring area, how they can get everything.
Okay. Well, our website is www.castawaysband.com. We're also on Facebook, so we love to have everybody on our page on Facebook so we can let you know what's going on. And also with the CD, you can buy that on our website. You can buy them through KHP normally. Some of the others, you know, aren't out there anymore that they used to sell them. But also, if you're looking for Castaways merchandise, we have a link on our website for our new sponsor, Southern Threads, out of Pittsburgh. So be sure to check out the cool new shirts and hats that they put out also.
Before I let you go, since we're talking about a new CD, is there anything you can tell us about it without making Guy mad in the hospital right now?
Oh, no. I picked the song.
There you go. Well, then let's ask you then, is there anything you can tell us about this upcoming CD, like the name of it, or is it all originals? Is there any covers on it? Is it a mix? How is it going to be?
Well, I have not picked a name for it yet. I mean, there's quite a few that I'm trying to decide what will be the title track. It's a couple good ones. It's a mix of things. There are some originals. There's actually one original on there that is a duet written by Pat Christie, another former Castaway. And so Pat and I are doing a duet. And, of course, it's like most of the Castaway CDs. We make sure that it's shaggable. You know, we shag in the studio to make sure it's a good beat. And so you've got some blues shag, some, you know, the classic type, all that stuff. But there is a surprise that I'm working on, but I'm not going to tell about that. I can say that it's going to be a trio, and will be me and two former Castaways. So that's all I'm going to tell you about that one.
Nice. We can't wait to hear that and see everything come out. And you tell Sammy I said to keep you straight.
Well, I will.
Kara, we love you here at On the Boardwalk and Beach Boogie and Blues, and thank you so much for coming on. And like I said, I cannot wait to hear all the brand new music, and you guys stay safe out there doing all the gigs. And like I said, good vibes and prayers to Guy that he'll be back up on his feet and at least put him on a stool for the gig this weekend.
I love you too, and thank you so much for having me on. And hey, go Pirates! You know,
I got fight
now.
You do. Your daughter's over here in Greenville, over here in our way, right? What? Is she a sophomore or junior now?
She is a junior. Can you believe?
Wow! I remember back when you were talking about, hey, she's coming to Greenville. If she ever needed anything, could she call you?
I keep you in mind, and you know, she told me going down to the beach. Funny thing, she said, "Mama, I'm behind this trailer. It looks like he's going to the beach." I said, "What's it say on the trailer?" And it was you. I said, "Roll the window down. Tell him who you are."
I remember that too because I was riding. I was like, "Who's yelling and what's going on?" I looked into the right, and that was her, man. It was. But look, we're going to play the Castaways' "Beautiful Goodbye," one off their last CD. And like I said, Karen, thank you so much, and we'll have you back on when that new music comes out.
Thank you, Justin. Hope to see you soon.
Yes, ma'am.